What's going on, guys? This is Akshay Kumar Sharma. Today on this episode of Sehat Talks, I'll be talking to Mr. Haminder Singh, who is a gold medalist in MSc Biochemistry and pursuing PhD in Biotechnology, as well as is an International Sports Sciences Association's certified personal trainer and sports nutritionist. I met him in the university and I was blown away with his knowledge, experience in sports sciences. So I wanted to get him on the show to share his insights with you. Hi Haminder sir, welcome to this episode of Sehat Talks, and today we're gonna talk about effect of exercise on spinal deformities and quality of life in patient with adolescent idiopathic scoliosis. Before I proceed towards the main topic, could you please elaborate more about lordosis, kyphosis and scoliosis?
Hi Akshay, it's my pleasure to be here with you on this Sehat Talks. So lordosis actually is a condition of the spine where there is an anterior pelvic tilt in the lower back. So it's commonly called as sway back. And generally, it occurs in the lumbar region, that is lower part of the back. So it is called lumbar lordosis. But there are conditions where it occurs in the cervical region, near the neck region. So it is in that condition, it is called cervical lordosis. Whereas kyphosis is concerned, it is rounding off of the back, like a humped back, which we usually we see in the elderly people. But nowadays, with the desk-bound jobs, even adolescent individuals using mobile phone, tablets, computers, so they got the round back, and there is a condition in those cases also, they may suffer with kyphosis. If scoliosis is something different from these two conditions and more complex, like it is a three-dimensional deformity with a twisting of spine. So what happens is spine twists. Along with that, there is lateral curvature, like bending of spine to one side. So this actually is scoliosis.
So could you tell us in detail about the scoliosis?
Yeah. So scoliosis is something, as I have told you, is a three-dimensional deformity. So it can be clearly visualized if a person is told to bend forward, you can clearly visualize a rib hump to the one side. And this actually is of three types: congenital scoliosis, infantile scoliosis, juvenile scoliosis, and the fourth one that is most common considered, that is adolescent idiopathic scoliosis.
Okay, so globally, how prevalent is scoliosis?
Scoliosis is very much prevalent, and it ranges between 1-3% of the total population.
Okay. So the how exercises are beneficial for these spinal deformities?
Yeah, exercises are very much helpful in managing these spinal disorders, specifically the kyphosis and the lordosis one. So in case of kyphosis and lordosis, there is weakening or tightening of muscles around the spine. Like in lordosis, there is weakening of back muscles, hip flexors. So exercising that muscle, stretching those muscles will definitely help in managing that condition. Whereas in kyphosis, the neck extensors and even the trapezius muscles, upper back muscles, they may get weak, and even the pectoral muscles, the chest muscles get tightened up. So exercising those muscles, stretching those muscles out will definitely help in relieving the problem. But whereas scoliosis is concerned, it is something like not a very usual practice of doing exercise. Without the advice of physician, one can't advise exercise for a scoliotic condition. So it is need to be diagnosed beforehand. How much is the severity of the curve?
So what are the different diagnoses in order to, identify whether it is kyphosis, lordosis or scoliosis? So scoliosis, as you told, that it's not about the one dimensional deformities, it is three dimensional deformity. Then how we can diagnose particularly this congenital scoliosis?
Yeah, so as for the diagnosis is concerned, kyphosis and lordosis can be clearly visualized just by standing the person straight.
Okay.
And you can see even upper back hump or even anterior pelvic tilt in the lower back. So that can be commonly visualized. But scoliosis is something different. Its diagnostic criteria is something different. I would like to share a common diagnostic test that everyone can do at home. So what to do is, in case of scoliosis, is you can just make a person stand on his feet and bend forward.
Okay.
When the person bent forwards, what happens is, if there is raised in the rib cage area to one side, any one side, left or right side, there is a raised rib cage area, and the other side there is no, I mean there is depression kind of thing. So you can clearly see the spine is twisted along with a bended towards one side. So that is the test, that is forward test, Adam forward bend test. So it is a common diagnostic test, but later on it is confirmed through X-ray and CT scan.
Okay. So it needs some special intervention when this serious become more, when this condition become more serious, right?
Yes, definitely. Specifically the scoliosis one.
Okay, I really appreciate the way you share your deep understanding in terms of scoliosis and the other spinal deformities. So, sir, could you please tell us more about the findings of your research as well as other recent research studies on these spinal deformities?
Yeah, so actually, there are a lot of studies going on around the world to even work on the treatment strategies, management, therapies. The different kind of studies are going on. Even in our lab, we are focusing on, actually, this is the first time study in India where we are actually finding the genetic cause of scoliosis.
Okay.
So we actually screened 10,000 individuals from our region, which is the first study, and hopefully we will be the first to determine the genetics of scoliosis in India for the first time.
While screening 10,000 subjects is not a piece of cake. You guys are doing really great job. So
thank you.
So tell us more about the special intervention which needed for this special kind of scoliosis.
Okay, so as I've told you, scoliosis is confirmed through X-ray. So there are three categories of diagnosing, or the curvature, three categories of the severity. So one is the mild one, that is in between the spine bending, that is Cobb angle, that usually a common scientific term used, medical term is Cobb angle. So it is at, when it lies between 10 to 20 degrees, so it is mild. When it lies between 20 or 25 degree to 40 degree, so that is moderate. And if it is more than 40 degree, that is considered as severe. So only in mild cases, the stretching exercises, foam rolling, these kind of exercises are generally, the static stretching is involved in the therapeutic intervention, and it is only advised or consulted by the physician, not a normal fitness trainer or a physiotherapist or even a physical therapist can recommend this. So it needs the intervention of a physician or an orthopedic surgeon.
So we conclude this whole discussion in a single sentence, that effects of exercise are beneficial with lordosis, kyphosis, but when it comes to scoliosis, we need special intervention of orthopedic. Am I right, Aminda sir?
Yes, definitely you are right. So kyphosis and lordosis can be managed with exercise. Even scoliosis is managed or manageable with exercises, but it needs specific intervention. And there is a society called Scoliosis Research Society that actually recommends some exercises. Those are called scoliosis specific exercises. So which includes static stretching, like stretching against the curve, your spinal curve, foam rolling, Swiss ball exercises. So these kind of exercises are recommended, and they are definitely helpful in managing the scoliosis when the curvature is at particular category stage, like a mild curvature. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Aminda sir, for sharing your valuable knowledge with us.
Thank you, Akshay. It's my pleasure to be here with you.
So with this, we are going to conclude this episode of Sehat Talks, Hour and Out.